Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is the day the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it, okay? Do you know what pride is? Do you know what pride is? Well, what is pride? It's kind of hard to, it's always kind of hard to define words, right? How about this? Pride is when you puff yourself up and you brag about how important you are and how much better you are than other people. Does that sound like pride? Okay. Let's use a balloon today to talk about pride and what pride is and what it does. Pride says, I'm better than you. Pride says, I'm smarter than you. Pride says, I'm faster than you. Pride says, I'm funnier than you. And pride says, I'm bigger than you. Pride says, I have more toys than you. Pride says, I have a better cell phone than you. Pride says, my ideas are better than your ideas. Pride says, my friends are more important than your friends. Pride says, my Iowa Hawkeyes beat the Ohio State yesterday in basketball. I couldn't resist throwing that one in there. And you get all puffed up thinking, I'm better than other people. And when we get puffed up like that, it becomes hard to make friends and to be even like each other, doesn't it? The Corinthian church had this problem of pride. Some people said, I follow Paul. Others said, I follow Cephas. And still others said, I follow Christ. And everyone became so puffed up with pride that, well, what happened? Bang! The church was broken because all their relationships were broken. And instead of being at peace with each other and loving each other, they were always upset with each other and fighting with each other. And they weren't, what's that? So the church was not working like it should, right? So Paul tells us that, well, it's okay to brag and to boast, but we're boasting about the wrong person. We have nothing to brag about, do we? We're just sinners. There's not a one of us who, we just read the Ten Commandments, right? Is there any one of us who can keep those Ten Commandments? I can't. You can't. None of us can. So what are we boasting about ourselves for? Who should we be boasting about? We should be boasting, how about this? Who should we boast about? Let's boast about Jesus. So let's start boasting about Jesus instead, okay? I'll start. Jesus was born in Bethlehem for us. Now you start boasting about Jesus. He died on a cross for our sins. You boast. What do you want to say about? Come on, let's boast about Jesus. What did he do? What did he say? He helped many people. What? Let's boast about Jesus. Now that one was said already, but what happened 3 days later? Let's boast about that. He rose from the dead. What else? Let's boast about Jesus. He made us as our creator. Yes. He raises us from the dead. And we could go. You have one? He made what? The animals. Okay. And tell you what, we'll stop there, but we could go on and on and on, couldn't we? Boasting about Jesus. He is the one that we should be boasting about. Let's see if I can get this thing tied off here. Oh, well, I'm not doing such a good job. But anyway, where's that cross? Boy, the cross kind of disappears on there, doesn't it? There's supposed to be a cross on there. But anyway, yeah, you can kind of see it right there, okay? All right. So we boast about Jesus. Like we sang this morning, we lift his cross high for the whole world to see, don't we? So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, in whom we can boast. Help us to put away all of our pride and to boast only of Jesus. Amen. So why don't you all take a balloon with you today? Each one of them has a cross on it. Put it in a pocket. You can blow it up later in the day and boast about Jesus. All righty. Don't blow it up here in church. Put it in a pocket or something. Okay? There you go.